Welcome into the Pippin and Easy Halftime Report here for Game 5, the opening round playoffs, the Chicago Bulls. They've come out strong in the first half, a lot stronger than we've seen them come out in previous games here. They lead 35-26 at halftime here against the Philadelphia 76ers. They need to win or they will go home. Taking a look at some of the first half stats here. Not a whole lot going on in terms of the 76ers shooting with the guards, but we saw that in the last game, and that we all found out how that turned out. Second half, Drew Holiday ended up going off, but he is 1 for 9 in the first half here. 2 points for him, 2 points for Evan Turner between the two guards for the 76ers. And the Bulls, on the other hand, no points for C.J. Watson yet. Off to another rough start, got benched by Tom Thibodeau, but John Lucas III came off the bench to get some points for Chicago. He has 5 currently at halftime. He's 2 for 5 from the field, and he has a 3-pointer to add to that. In terms of what the Bulls are missing, offensive rebounds. We've seen that. We saw that right away, and it continues to be a problem. 2 offensive rebounds for the Chicago Bulls in the first half versus 9 for the Philadelphia 76ers. And currently losing the rebounding battle, 30-24. Obviously, with Joakim Noah out, we knew that that was going to be a problem. But if the Bulls need to win Game 5 here, they're going to need to get something going in terms of the rebounding. But despite the lack of rebounds in the first half, we still have a 35-26, a 9-point lead for the Bulls. The question now is, what can they do in the second half? This isn't the first time we've seen Chicago lead at halftime, and it wouldn't be the first time that we see them completely fumble away that lead. We saw them do it in the previous few games. They didn't lead at halftime the last game. Still ended up losing that one. But the 14-point lead that they blew in Game 3 and, of course, Game 2, that terrible third quarter, those are going to be things to watch in the second half. Chicago, the offense, it's not coming as fluidly as they would hope, but Lu Aldang is stepping up. And that's something to look at. He's got 11 points so far, 5 rebounds. He's 5 for 8 from the field. And off the bench, not a whole lot of action in terms of statistics, but Taj Gibson comes into the game. He's played 13 minutes, only has 2 points, but the Bulls are plus 7 with him on the court. And the big thing there is that he brings intensity. We've seen it. His only bucket he has was a nasty two-handed jam. And, of course, right at the end of the half, he gets called on a double technical when right next to the Chicago Bulls bench, we have a bit of a scuffle for the ball. Gibson peers on the replays that he threw an elbow. Either way, he gets a technical foul for that. But John Lucas, of course, we said 5 points off the bench. And Ronnie Brewer's finally getting some minutes. Tom Thibodeau got criticized by some fans in the media for not playing Ronnie Brewer enough. Brewer has 12 minutes and 6 points, and the Bulls are plus 13 with Brewer on the court. So looking ahead to the second half, the third quarter and fourth quarter are very important because the Bulls are going to need to hold down the Sixers. They need to play defense in the second half. The offense has been coming, not as fluidly as we thought, but we don't have Derrick Rose in the court. What can you expect in terms of offensive explosions? They just don't happen. Richard Hamilton has 4 points. Bulls are going to look to him to maybe lead a little bit down the way. Carlos Boozer with 5. He in his 17 minutes, 2 for 8 from the field, 5 rebounds for Boozer. And Omar Ishik, 13 minutes, 2 points for him. Not a whole lot of other statistics for him. 2 rebounds for Ishik. Obviously, you're not going to get a whole lot of offensive rebounds from him. The 2 offensive rebounds did come from Lu Aldang, though, and Omar Ishik. For the 76ers, the guy who has really been killing them, Spencer Hayes, he has 2 points in his 17 minutes. And the biggest scorer so far for Philadelphia is off the bench. Lavoy Allen, off of the bench. 6 points in his 7 minutes is the highest score for Philadelphia. But Elton Brand not too far behind him with his 5 points, 2-5 from the field. Chicago's going to have to try to keep the Sixers down. But one thing that they can pride themselves on, the Sixers are 0-for-3 from beyond the arc. 0-3. That's 0% 3-point shooting in the first half for the 76ers. The Bulls currently 1-for-3, 33.3% from 3-point range. But that right there could be a difference with our 35-26 halftime score. Quickly, before we get back to the game, take a look around the NBA. It's Elimination Tuesday here in the NBA. Indiana and Orlando. Orlando in a 3-1 hole, not unlike the Bulls, but they could not come back in their Game 5. They lose to the Indiana Pacers 105-87, and the Pacers advance to the second round. They will play the Miami Heat in the second round of the NBA playoffs. And the other Eastern Conference game tonight, the Atlanta Hawks and the Boston Celtics. The Celtics looking to close out on the Hawks. Came down to the last second, 87-86, but the Celtics could not pull it out. The Hawks, they live to see another day. They are now down 3-2 in their series against the Celtics. And, of course, the Bulls looking to avoid elimination tonight. They lead 35-26 at halftime. It's Fan Appreciation Night on Pippin Ain't Easy. We're giving away T-shirts all game long. Head to Game6.com to find out how to get your Bulls T-shirt at a discounted price. We've got an article up on PippinAin'tEasy.com about it. Enter the promo code Pippin when you check out and order your shirt to get a special exclusive Pippin Ain't Easy readers discount. 35-26, Chicago leads at halftime. Taking on to the second half here. We'll be back with you after the game for analysis, win or lose. Fan Appreciation Night on Pippin Ain't Easy Radio Network.